New movie called Logan Lucky opens this weekend. It's directed by Steven Soderbergh. It's got a fantastic cast that includes Channing Tatum, Adam Driver, and playing the demolition expert Joe Bang, who's got exclamation points after his name in the cast listing. It's Daniel Craig, star of stage screen. It's great to speak with you this morning, Daniel. How are you?
Very good. Thank you for having me.
I did note that the character's name has exclamation points after his name.
I didn't know that, but I think that's he's a very boring character, and they're trying to make him more interesting.
Yeah, he seems very demure, very low key. You're almost unrecognizable in the trailers that we've seen in the movie. Do you enjoy sort of changing your look for a character like this in a movie like this?
For a movie like this, it just felt the right thing to do. Steven gave me the part, and I said, "What do you want me to do?" And he said, "Whatever you want to do." I went, "Okay, then I will." So I was over the summer before I started. I started in a sort of early fall of last year on the movie. I got my wife to bleach my hair.
Nice. So she was in on it, too.
It was a good look, though. What was it like getting that southern accent down?
Tough. Very tough.
Yeah. But
I had a great teacher. And, I just listened to a lot of tapes of different people and a lot of characters. And, it's one of those situations where there's no half measures. You kind of have to go for it, which was nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
To say the least, on the first day of shooting, but thankfully it kind of I got it consistent, which is all I really was aiming for.
This is a big cast in this movie. Some big names: Channing Tatum and Adam Driver.
Not so shabby, is it?
Yeah, no, not too shabby. Channing, I was like, oh, I have to say, I have a little crush on him.
So do I. Don't we all?
Well, I wonder if for people who follow directors of movies, Steven Soderbergh is a guy who's some of the movies he's done have had big casts. And are you drawn to work with somebody like that because of the films that he's worked on? And are you drawn to work with the cast and the other actors that he brings together, like Dwight Yoakam and Katie Holmes and other people who work on his movies?
I mean, I yes, simple answer. I mean but he's the draw. He's a phenomenal director, I think, and one of the reasons he is that he can have a cast, he can have a huge cast with very famous people in it, and it doesn't jar when you watch the movie. He has he's the master of tone, and you don't sort of watch his movies and go, oh, look, it's so and so, it's so and so. You just feel comfortable watching them. You feel their screen presence is not overpowering the movie. And it's a real skill as a director to sort of get everybody on the same page and everybody, and just so you know, when working with him, you kind of get on set and everybody raises their game for him. I mean, everybody is just on such great form. You just feel the need to sort of push it a little further. So I don't know what it is. He's got a sort of very quiet, magical quality about him.
I'm interested in knowing, like, when they pitch you on a movie and they go, this is the description, these two brothers from West Virginia, one of them's one-armed and they're kind of down on their luck and they're going to rob a NASCAR race and you're going to be a bomb-making expert who's going to be a part of it. How does that, do you have any idea what the movie's going to be like before you start shooting it? I mean, you can read the description of it, but sometimes that doesn't really convey, what the film's going to be like.
You never know, and I've made many mistakes.
You go in with the best of intentions.
In my head from the director, but Steven retired in inverted commas from filmmaking, and I'd sat down with him just before that and talked to him about certain things, movies and things that we and he'd said, well, I'm not going to make movies anymore. I said, well, if you ever do, please contact me, and because I'll sweep the floor for you. I don't care what it is. And he did. He was true to his word, and he contacted me and gave me this part. And then, I kind of said yes off the bat. I didn't really need to know what it was about.
Mm-hmm.
And then he described the part to me, and I was just leaping around. It's a great part to play. It's a safe cracking, than kind of, I mean, he's just got had every ingredient in it that I couldn't, you know, that I could dream of.
Yeah,
quite different than the James Bond, that's for sure.
I don't think so. I think it's a little Joe Bang and James Bond, same initials.
That's true, same initials. It's true. Yeah, it's, now that you mention it, I can't think of two characters less alike than the suave and buttoned up and another guy who's just completely a wild child. I, for one, and I know many people were really, really thrilled to hear that you were going to be doing another movie or two as James Bond.
I'd hate to burst the bubble here, but no decision has been made at the moment. There's a lot of noise out there, and nothing official has been confirmed. And I'm not like holding out for more money or doing anything like that. It's just all very personal decisions to be made at the moment.
So, sure.
I know that they're desperate to get going, and you know, I would, in theory, love to do it, but this is no decision to just yet.
I appreciate you keeping us honest on that, then. Though we would love to see it happen if that counts.
Yeah, of course.
You're very nice. Thank you. Yeah. Very, very nice. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, thanks for taking the time to speak with us about Logan Lucky. It opens up this weekend. Adam Driver and Channing Tatum and the great Daniel Craig star in the film. Great speaking with you. Good luck with the movie and continued future success in all you do.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Be well.